Welcome to another episode of the Alter Your Health podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, hello and welcome. We value your time and energy and hope you receive a lot from tuning in. As a listener-supported show, we rely on you to help us grow. We'd be so grateful if you share the show or a favorite episode with a friend or fellow health seeker. Living a healthy and nourishing life doesn't always come easily, especially in today's crazy world. But that's why we're here, doing what we love, hopefully helping you along with information and inspiration that fuels your health pursuits. If you're looking for more support, consider subscribing to the monthly meal guide membership. Just $11 per month gets you access to a weekly meal guide filled with healing and delicious whole food plant-based recipes, along with invitations to our regularly scheduled support calls where we can connect, answer questions, and keep the good vibes flowing in our healthy lives. You can learn more at www.alter.health/meal-guides. And if you're looking for more in-depth support, check out our other services. We offer both one-on-one consulting as well as educational programs. All of our current offerings are listed at www.alter.health. Our ultimate goal is to empower you to heal yourself. Keeping with that theme, let's dive into today's show. Hello and welcome to another Medicinal Monday episode of the Alter Your Health podcast. I'm Dr. Benjamin Alter.
And I'm Dr. Susanna Alter.
And we are both naturopathic doctors who support you in reversing disease and reclaiming optimal health through the power of whole food, plant-based nutrition, as well as mind-body medicine.
Yes, we are so excited today to talk about the gut-immune connection. And this was a topic voted by the members of the Plant-Based and Stress-Free Facebook group. So yeah, all right, good job, everyone. This is a great topic.
Oh yeah, we love talking about this because, quite frankly, naturopathic doctors agree. It's funny saying that. Naturopathic doctors surveyed agree that health starts in the gut. No, it's true that health does start in the gut. And we're going to talk about that connection and help you better understand how and why health starts in the gut. You know, so it's common for people to, you know, go to a naturopathic doctor and then maybe it's the first time that they'll be talking about their poop with their doctor, maybe ever, unless of course we've got like blood in our stool or mucus or things like that. But the fact is that our stool is obviously like kind of a window into what's going on within the gut. And we have talked a lot in prior episodes that we can link to in the description here of how the gut lining is really our interface with the outside world. And the microbes that reside on the gut lining are actually outside of us. Our microbiome is outside of us. But of course, we know that the diversity and the robustness and the resilience and health and harmony of that microbiome has everything to do with the integrity of our digestive tract. So to start this conversation, we just need to understand that, right? That, you know, health starts in the gut for that reason. Our gut is really vulnerable, actually, because it's our interface with our outside world. It's vulnerable to toxicity, to herbicides and pesticides and antibiotics, and a sensitive gut, a quote-unquote leaky gut, you might say, can really cause some immune dysregulation issues.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that is like the first major thing to really talk about before we go into talking about the GALT. We need to talk about...
The GALT. Well, I know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Bringing up these these fancy... Well, it's an acronym.
It is an acronym. We're going to get there, though. I'm just trying to plant a seed of intrigue.
Just say it, Suze. It's the gut-associated lymphoid tissue.
Yes, but before we talk about that, you've been alluding to the importance of our gut lining, but let's dive into that topic first, because that's really the first, like you said, the interface from the outside world with our inside world. It's like the skin of our digestive system, right? Is that delicate, yet it can be resilient,
right?
One cell thick layer of mucosa. And that gut lining, you know, I remember when I first learned about it, it was in the context of leaky gut. It was when a doctor was telling me I had leaky gut. And my relationship with the gut lining was like, wow, it is this really fragile thing. Gosh, it's only a cell thick. Oh my goodness. Like, no wonder it's got inflammation and I've got all these issues, right?
Yeah.
But the truth is that we can actually create an extremely resilient, well, we can create an environment that allows for a very resilient gut lining.
And it's helpful to know that the cells of the gut, just like the cells throughout the body, are constantly regenerating and renewing and repairing themselves. We are self-healing organisms, after all. And that's really exemplified in the gastrointestinal tract, especially because those cells are, like I said, renewing every couple of days. So if we just give our digestive system a break, if we stop injuring it, if we stop eating inflammatory foods or poisons or toxins that are disrupting our microbiome, then our gut will heal itself. But all too often, people are constantly inflicting harm on themselves through choosing the wrong foods, choosing toxic stuff, putting, you know, it can also be in the form of, you know, other things that we're not quite conscious of that are environmental toxins making their way into our mouth and disrupting our microbiome, either through air quality, water quality, household products, etc. Should we just dive in and talk and look at that image that I've got?
Well, we can bring it up.
I don't have an agenda.
I don't either.
Okay. Well, we'll share
this. Makes sense.
Yeah. I think it helps to look at it. So for people who are watching, we're going to share an image. And for those who aren't watching, we'll do our best to describe the image. But the image here really shows us the anatomy, the physiology of the gastrointestinal tract. And at the top of the image is the intestinal lumen, or the inside of our intestine. And then, like we've been talking about, that single cell layer of epithelial cells lining the intestines. And you see here a big villus, which is, of course, designed to increase the surface area, because all of the food that we eat is passing through the intestinal lumen. And the increased surface area allows us to have more absorption potential of the foods that we're eating. So we want nice, healthy villi of the intestines. But yeah, we see those intestinal cells, that those epithelial cells that are right there interfacing with what's going through the intestines. And if you're eating Doritos and, you know, drinking olive oil and whatever else you're putting in your mouth, those food molecules and or toxins can be injurious to the epithelial cells. And then, of course, are the antigens, or not antigens, pathogens that we might be exposing ourselves to, which I guess are antigens. But the pathogens in the form of contaminated foods from, you know, I guess, you know, we can bring up the fact that whenever we're eating animal products, we're going to be consuming organisms, other bacteria and viruses that are not ours. They're not really intended to be part of our microbiome, but they make their way into our intestinal lumen here and can, of course, as our body is designed to, evoke an immune response. So we can then move beyond that single cell layer thick of intestinal lining and see what's going on beneath the surface there. Within the wall of the digestive tract lies really our immune system, beneath that one cell thick layer.
Yeah. And in that picture, it's demonstrated here in these kind of lymphoid follicles, the kind of gray and pink area right beneath that one cell layer. And this is the GALT for short, your gut associated lymphoid tissue. And it is really helpful to see how close this lymphoid tissue really is to the lining of the gut. It's literally right there on the other side. Yeah. And it's there for a reason, right? If we do have pathogens or toxins that are making their way through the gut lining into our bloodstream, we want to have our our first responders there ready to clean a mess, right? Yeah. Our white blood cells.
Right. So, you know, the areas of lymphoid tissue are sometimes called called the Peyer's patches in anatomy. And then we've got these lymph nodes all throughout our body. But, you know, obviously you go to the doctor and they feel the lymph nodes in your neck or your throat or your, you know, armpits or your groin. There's some big ones just beneath the surface there, but it's really interesting to know that there's a huge amount of mesenteric lymph nodes, they're called, that are designed to house all of the immune activity so that anything that can happen, we can process it in those lymph nodes. And so, yeah, let's talk about kind of the implications of, you know, how this immune system that's just beneath the surface can be stressed and strained and can lead to immune dysfunction or immune imbalance that can often reveal itself as allergies, food sensitivities, eczema, asthma, autoimmune symptoms or diagnoses, and really the list goes on.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now that we have this visualization here, you know, we can imagine that if we do have a leaky gut scenario where we've got hyperpermeability of the gut lining, we've got bigger molecules of food that are seeping through the intestinal lining, we've got more toxins coming through, we've got more pathogens coming through, that's going to increase overall immune activity. And what we mean by immune activity is inflammation, because inflammation is really how the immune system cleans up shop, right? That's why, you know, when we get sick and have a fever, we feel crummy, right? There's all these inflammatory pathways that are working for us to get rid of the virus or the bacteria or whatever it is we're dealing with. And so when we have kind of, like you said, these chronic kind of insults, these chronic kind of foreign invaders coming past the gut lining into this area here, we have more of that inflammation simply because our immune system is kind of working on overdrive.
It's doing what it's designed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we can always talk about taking anti-inflammatories, quote unquote, you know, taking our turmeric and our ginger and whatever else to quell the immune response. But if we're not addressing why the immune system is being activated, then we're simply at its basic definition, managing symptoms or masking symptoms.
Yeah. And the systemic inflammation, it kind of manifests in different people in different ways, just depending on our kind of genetic susceptibilities. So some people, you know, they might experience more of the eczema and asthma and, you know, allergies, whereas some people might have more of the food sensitivity response or brain fog or joint pain or muscle pain or chronic fatigue. There's so many different ways that the systemic inflammation can manifest. And, you know, in our Thrive on Plants program, we actually just taught a advanced topic lesson on the balance, the delicate balance of the immune system, how there's kind of these different branches of the immune system, how some people kind of manifest more of a Th2 dominant state. These are people who kind of tend towards allergies, seasonal allergies, eczema, eczema, asthma. Did I say all of them?
Eczema, asthma, allergies. That's kind of the atopic triad. Those are the most common symptoms or conditions associated with that Th2 dominance.
Yeah. Whereas other people kind of tend towards more of the Th1 dominant state of the immune system, where there's more autoimmunity or chronic fatigue or chronic viral infections. And so it's really interesting if we actually really dedicate time to and intention into healing the gut, supporting gut health, then many times the immune system will balance out.
Yeah. And we observe that so often with people who have seasonal allergies. That's really just dealing with them year after year after year after year. They start eating a whole food plant-based diet, and then their seasonal allergies kind of fade into the past. Maybe they don't go away maybe 100%. Sometimes they do, but maybe 90%. And that's always good when we don't have to take the Claritin or the Allegra or the antihistamines or whatever. And going back to this graphic here, I think it's helpful to talk about the microbiome. and how that really is the way that we optimize digestive health and function and the integrity of that lining. So unfortunately, the microbiome in this graphic isn't depicted, but if you could imagine on top of that single cell surface of the intestinal lining, in the intestinal lumen itself, there are microbes that are just hanging out, having a ball, and they are working for us. And the way that they're working for us is they are helping us, of course, digest the fiber and break down the food particles that we eat. And they are also secreting a biofilm, which is like this like sticky saran wrap kind of film that really helps to create a protective barrier and layer on the surface of those cells so that, like we were talking about, we're more resilient. And what that does is allows the potential leaky gut scenario to heal itself. And of course, our intestinal microbes are also secreting short chain fatty acids that really function downstream to serve the colonocytes or the colon cells and our super potent anti-inflammatory compounds. So really the name of the game and the answer for optimizing gut health, optimizing digestion, strengthening this barrier, which allows our immune system to come into balance, is diversifying our microbiome, which again, we've talked about quite a bit mm-hmm. in other digestive health contexts.
Right. And remember, we don't optimize our microbiome by taking a probiotic pill. That's not the solution.
Or a fiber supplement or any sort of product besides food.
Mm-hmm.
Food is the answer.
Yeah. And also looking at the health and strength of the digestive system upstream, right? Is the stomach producing enough hydrochloric acid? Is the pancreas secreting enough enzymes? Is the liver secreting enough bile? These are all the ingredients we need to break down food properly so that we're not having a situation of fermentation and stress and inflammation in the gut. Even if we've got good microbes, right? They can get out of balance if we're not breaking down our food properly upstream.
Yeah, it's 100% true. Mm-hmm. So moral of the story, we don't need to overthink and overcomplicate this matter. We just need to eat real whole plant foods to optimize the diversity and resilience of our microbiome, which serves us by strengthening the integrity of our gastrointestinal lining, helping our immune system to remain balanced. It's really as simple as that. And I guess just to reiterate, things beyond food can interfere with this. Again, you know, toxins from our air and water and other household products and stuff that act as antibiotics, disrupting that microbiome, allowing for that vulnerability of the digestive lining. So when we're talking about using our life as medicine, food is a huge piece of it. Absolutely. Eating the organic, unprocessed, real, natural, whole foods. But also being mindful and just taking inventory of the other determinants of health that can be contributing to this phenomenon.
Yeah, not the least. Removing the obstacles, because even if you're eating a great diet, but still introducing these obstacles, we call them, of healing, then, you know, it's not going to take you that far.
Yeah, and I was about to say also, like, the big one for so many people with immune dysregulation and gastrointestinal issues is stress, because what the stress response does is shuts down the digestive process. So we aren't secreting hydrochloric acid to neutralize toxins and pathogens and break down protein. And then everything downstream kind of falls apart as well. We're not secreting the digestive enzymes to break down the macromolecules of our food. And then, of course, there's the cortisol and adrenaline aspect, right? That directly interferes with the functionality of our immune system. So just some more things to consider. But any last things, Dr. Susanna?
I guess just to mention a few other obstacles that sometimes aren't super obvious for people. But alcohol is really harsh on the gut lining. So are NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. So like Advil, Motrin, these things.
Yeah, it's pretty ironic that, you know, we take these anti-inflammatories to quench inflammation in the body, but what they end up doing is tearing apart our gastrointestinal lining.
And causing systemic inflammation.
Making us much more vulnerable to that systemic inflammation. So yeah,
yes,
getting out of that kind of path cycle is important.
Yeah, and then, you know, the big one is also eating GMO, corn, soy, sugar, canola, that, and also just conventional wheat. These are the foods that are the most heavily sprayed with Roundup, and yeah. Roundup contains glyphosate, which really directly causes this leaky gut situation.
Yeah, and if you want to learn more about that, we'll put another link to a Roundup glyphosate GMO conversation from the podcast as well.
Yeah, so just one quick announcement for those who have been following us in our whole food plant-based challenge last week.
For those who haven't, we just wrapped one up, and stay tuned for the next one, which it'll be a couple more months in September.
Yeah, but we are in our last day of our big promotional period, where if you join Thrive on Plants now, you have a chance to get, well, you will get these bonuses, and also prices go up tomorrow. So if you really needed some support in achieving your health goals, if you really, you know, even if you're new to whole food plant-based eating and you want to make sure you're doing everything correctly so that you don't fall into one of those pretty common pitfalls we see a lot of people fall into, or if you've been with this lifestyle for a while and you're still working towards your goals, you haven't seen kind of the manifestation of all your health goals, then that's really what we do in Thrive on Plants.
We thrive on plants.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we hope to see you inside. If you're looking for more information, support, guidance, professional targeting of the root causes of your issues that are contributing to your health conditions that you want to break through from, come on in. So you can learn more at alter.health/thriveonplants, of course. And thanks, as always, for tuning in to another Medicinal Monday. We look forward to seeing you guys next time.
Quick announcement also that this Wednesday, we will not be meeting for Wisdom Wednesday.
That's right.
And next Monday, we will not be meeting for Medicinal Monday. We're going to take just a little vacation.
Staggered week off of our podcast here as we're traveling across the country.
We're transplanting ourselves. We're going over to Michigan for the next month.
That's
so
right.
So we'll be coming
back on from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thanks again. As always, we look forward to seeing you guys next time. Peace and love.
Bye for now.